Welcome to another episode of RP Grinders, a germ-filled edition. I'm your host, Frank Branches, and with me are Patton Brakeman and RPG. Hey, how you guys doing?
I should have waited and paused there for like 10 minutes and not said anything.
Are you sure
like
you're not turning into the Toxic Crusader?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or the Avenger.
I had it in my head how I wanted to say it, and as soon as the show started, I'm like,
You freeze up. Yeah, see, I have that conundrum every time break. And then when I say, how are you guys doing? And then you guys are just like, you know, neither one says anything. I'm like, are you guys awake? Damn it.
But we like that joke.
Yeah, I know, and it's the joke that keeps on giving. Break. I'm not feeling great.
Somebody, a new listener, be like, "What?"
Yeah, they'd be like, "This is the worst show ever."
Purpose, seriously.
Right. Not too good right now. I have a cold, and I'm letting the guys kind of take over the show. I'll just chime in when I need to. So
you definitely know it's a cold and not COVID or something.
Yeah, I took I have a few of those COVID tests still.
And, I need to buy some of them because I ran out of free ones.
Yeah, I still have like 3 left after this one, and I'm COVID free, which is good, but doesn't mean I'm not sick free. So, all right, break. Let's get going.
Let's start the news.
Are there any cons going on in Denver? Maybe a costume.
No, I didn't go to any.
RPG news.
To answer your question, Eric, no, I didn't go to any.
Well,
cons.
They could always, you know, get airborne. So
yeah. Well, the weather's been kind of shitty. It's perfect for that. So, all right, break.
Yeah, the weather's definitely been up and down. It's bad allergy season around here. Coming to us live from the CDC. I mean RPG. Say, Russell's Story is a hard hitting smack talking RPG adventure set to release for PC. This actually sounds pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, not to be confused with WrestleQuest, which is a different game entirely.
Yeah, I'm in on this game though. Looks good.
That sounds pretty cool. I would like to try that.
Yeah.
That's it. Next story.
Right. Next story is that there's going to be an action RPG based on the graphic novel Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Last Ronin. And apparently it's going to have gameplay similar to God of War Ragnarok, specifically, I think.
So you get to be Mikey Total Badass then? Or is it like you play the other characters, the new turtles?
Well, the picture they showed us was of Ralph, so you might be playing as him. At least for the beginning.
Okay.
Because I think the idea is like he might be the only turtle left.
Well, and I think in the Ronin story, it was Michelangelo.
Yeah, but I think they're changing it up for the sake of the game.
Of course. Of course they do. Can't ever give us what we want. Gotta give us what they think we want.
I mean, it could have been Mikey, but his bandana looked red. But unless they're going for that classic look where they all were red. So who knows?
Oh, it could be, yeah.
And I didn't see their weapons, so...
That's a good point. In the comic, they all just had one color. But, well, the original comic was black and white, even. Nobody was in color. There was no color.
You could tell April was supposed to be black, though.
Oh, man, there are people upset about that. And they're just like, you guys not understand what, like, this is...
Yeah, they whitewashed her for the 80s cartoon because that was the prevalent attitude. Just, oh, we're automatically going to make this character a white person.
Yeah, I remember April actually being originally black, period, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the comic, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't Nick Fury also originally?
Why does that piss people off, guys? Like, before we move on to the next,
it's woke.
I mean,
it's woke, Frank. That's what they say, it's woke.
Oh my god, that's so dumb.
Go broke, they keep saying.
Anything that's not white... Nationalist is woke.
Is woke, exactly. What I've learned is basically if you're not referring to white people, it's woke.
or you know, anything LGBT.
I'm sorry. If you're not referring to cisgender straight white men, it's woke.
All right.
Everything else is other woke / political.
I want to do the next story because I want to talk about it. Wizardry 5 Ordeals DLC Prisoners of the Battles will launch on March 30th for PC. When are they ever going to make another Wizardry game like the masterpiece that was on the PS2, Wizardry Tales of a Forsaken Land?
That's all I want to know. Those developers have rights to the game again, and they probably don't, because that development team probably doesn't even exist anymore.
Probably not, but I would like either that or I want that game remade.
Who owns the rights to Wizardry right now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's 59 Studio.
The one that's currently making a one now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it really sucks because I've been waiting for, like, a remake of Tales of a Forsaken Land for, like, decades now.
I haven't played Wizardry since the 90s.
God damn, that PS2 game was so good, man. So good. I mean, it was just, and then it had this, like, it was really weird. It had this jazz soundtrack, which was just, like, phenomenal. It was just, you're sitting here kicking the shit out of demons and shit, and you got this really catchy jazz tune playing in the background, you know. It was just fucking awesome. It's really, really cool. All right, that's all I got, Break. You guys take it.
That story comes to us live from RPG site. Kabam? Kabam?
Kabam.
Kabam. Kabam! Announces King Arthur Legends Rise for PC and mobile devices. It's a squad-based RPG, but I don't know how you're going to get the same game on a PC.
Well, you just use the mouse instead of your fingers.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. So that's the story.
And I won't be surprised if it has just a barely upgraded interface to allow for mouse use instead, and it still has all the problems a mobile version might have.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I went, oh.
Yeah. All right. Next story, Eric?
Next story.
Next story, open-world tactical RPG War Tales launches for Steam on April 12th, and it was originally released in Early Access on December 1st, 2021, and it's since sold 400,000 units. It looks like your basic Western strategy RPG. Open world. So there's an open world element. So I guess you wander around the world to take it to a place.
Did you skip Caligula, Eric?
No.
Okay.
But that's next.
All right.
That's all I have to really say about this. All
right.
Yeah, awesome, because my webpage is still not loading. Oh, here we go. It started to load. We're on Caligula?
Yes.
Oh, come on, you stupid piece of shit. Oh my god, load. Let me see. I can just read it off here.
I can read it for you, man. I got it. Hang on. What's up, Skonoma? Nice to have you in here. Come to us live from RPG site. Holy fuck, man. What is going on? It went to the Square Enix story, so that's the one I'm going to read. One of you guys can read the last one. It's a Voice of Cards trilogy. For Nintendo Switch, PS4, so you can get each for $11.99. There's a demo as well. It's a
card game.
Yeah, it's a card game. That's what it is.
You said it's $12 for fuck that.
Yeah, I know. I hate card games in general, so fuck them. But yeah. I mean, somebody out there might like them. Maybe Skodoma likes card games. All right, go back to the previous story. Break.
I guess that'd be fun if you didn't have to spend like $1 billion to play a lot of these games, you know? Like, for instance, Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, when I was running a game store, or actually, not the game store I was running, but when I was an assistant,
yeah,
they used to have Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments there, so I learned how to play Yu-Gi-Oh! And it's just... it would be kind of fun game if you didn't have to spend like $50 just to get one decent card.
Yeah,
well, there are Yu-Gi-Oh! Video games for PC and Switch.
Yeah, I've played a Yu-Gi-Oh! Video game too.
Yeah, but I just...
I'm saying, like, the card game itself, like, that. All those card games are like that. You have to keep buying and buying and buying and just...
Yeah, and then the card games are kind of hard. Like, what was that Kingdom Hearts game that used cards, man? I had a hard time with that.
Chain of Memories,
man. It was just, to me, it was just too difficult. Like, I'd run out of cards too quick, and, I mean, it's just horrible. Skonoma says, I like poker to Texas Hold'em. I do too.
Nice. I used to watch the when it first came on the air, like the Texas Hold'em. Now I'm sure they still do it, and it's just like, okay, I've seen it already.
Yeah.
When it was like that big thing they brought on, I spent a lot of hours watching it.
I watch it.
Anyway,
I watch
it coming live from RPG site, the Caligula?
Yeah.
Caligula? Effect Overdose releases for PlayStation 5 on May 30th in North America and June 2nd in Europe.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right, Eric, compile hearts.
All right. Zoria. We already did Zoria, did we?
The compile hearts story.
Yeah, there's a story called Zoria that comes before it.
We didn't do that one.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
it's like you're ahead. Like, Break is usually ahead every other week. Or behind, as it often is.
Free but, Five, welcome.
Tactical RPG Zoria, Age of Shattering, launches early access April 27th for PC, so next Tuesday. And it's another tactical RPG. And it looks a little bit more colorful than the last one we were talking about. But it also looks like your basic PC Western RPG with a tactical gameplay. Doesn't look like it stands out from the crowd.
Alright.
But that's all I can really say about it.
Alright, Break, do the compile hard story, please.
I wish I could.
Okay, I will do it then. Compile hard.
Oh, we have another one. We have the voice of Cart. Oh, wait.
Yeah, there's some more stories underneath these.
Yeah, did you completely miss these, Frank?
Did you just add them, Eric? Like we had 50 million to begin with.
It's been there.
All right, hold on. Which one?
Load.
I'll do it.
Which one are you on, Eric?
The voice of Cart's one.
I did that already. Well, you're not even listening. What's wrong with you? I'm going to do the next story.
That's why you went into card stuff. But why did you load an article that was so far?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Eric. I'm doing the next story. It's Compile Hard announces Neptunia Game Maker Revolution for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. So there you go. That's the story.
Frank fed up.
I mean, Jesus, man. Like, I'm keeping everything in.
I will say that this Neptunia game seems interesting because they haven't used Adult Nep since, like, that Cyber Dimension Neptunia game. Mm. Or Mega Dimension Neptunia, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Who's doing the next Miasma story?
I'll do it.
All right.
Miasma Chronicles has a release date for May 23rd.
That's cool.
Another tactical RPG. But, this one looks like it's got a third-person view, so that's kind of interesting. Post-apocalyptic American landscape, and apparently you have power gloves.
Oh my god, the power glove.
No, not the NES power gloves, just you know, more like the ones that you had at the end, and the end of Zoe and Resident Evil 7's DLC, where you could just put the shit out of things.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's gonna sell for about $40, or the equivalent, whatever region you're in.
I wish there was gameplay.
And there'll be a retail version available from the 9th of June, and the 20th of June in North America.
Yeah.
Next story coming to us live from RPG site. Code Vein has surpassed 3 million units shipped worldwide. And that's the game Frank bought me for Christmas a couple years ago.
It's yep.
a game.
Yeah, it's
I really like the memories that how they did the memory segment of it. The only thing I didn't like is you had to go unlock them, and sometimes they'd be out of order.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go rewash them, basically. But, yeah, it was really cool the way they did this.
And you know what I appreciate most about this story, Break, man?
Hmm.
The very lovely anime picture that they put on there with the scantily clad chick.
Oh, wait, where's this? I gotta scroll down. I'm missing this. I'll
yeah.
see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's your companion in the game.
It's on my computer. God damn it. I'm trying to see this computer. Why are you robbing me of everything?
Freak 5 says, I'm driving 30 minutes away to DoorDash in a college town to see if the college...
I want a sequel.
Hang on, Eric. To see if the college student spending their parents' money tip better. Yeah, probably not. Freak 5. They're starving college kids, man. College kids. You guys ever see Tucker and Dale versus Evil?
Yeah, that's a funny ass movie.
Great movie, man.
I remember commuting to Kent, State's Ashtabula branch, and having most of my classes at night. And since their food offerings are usually kind of garbage, I just go to the Subway down the road.
Yeah. Which is also
garbage. In between classes.
Yeah. All right, Eric, last story, please.
Bloodstained Curse of the Moon Chronicles, which is really just Bloodstained Curse of the Moon and Bloodstained Curse of the Moon 2 packaged it as a bundle. And there's no Xbox bundle here because this is a Japanese release, but who's to say that that won't happen when they release it domestically?
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to happen. And they better not get limited run games to do it again. They better find a publisher. Yeah,
they better. Why are you hating on limited run games, Eric?
Because their service is kind of questionable, and while they have someone addressed it, I don't quite believe them.
Yeah.
And it usually comes down to like it taking forever for them to actually produce a product and then send it out to people.
Yeah.
Well, I'd rather them take forever to get it done as long as they get it done, you know?
Yeah,
but I think their problem is that it just takes so long for them to get done instead of finding ways to get it done faster.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe they have a limited supply of money. They can't afford more people.
No, they make enough money. Okay. Trust me.
Yeah. All right. No homing discounts this week, so we're going to move on to...
And I have a publisher, or just basically use them as a distributor instead of doing it themselves.
Scotoma says, Frank, you sound as sick as I feel, got a sore throat. I have all the above, Scotoma.
Although, I mean, at the rate it's going, like, when it comes to stuff like Square not doing a physical release for the Final Fantasy Pixel Remasters coming out in the wet, there's a physical release in Japan and then Asia, but not in the Western regions. Yeah. Like, you could easily hire somebody like Limited Run Games to do that, and I'd accept it because Square is going to cheap out as much as it possibly can.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
But they won't even do that.
Eric, hang on. Let's move on to Dear Breakman. This is from Freak 5. This is for you, Breakman. This week's Dear Breakman. I want to get a temporary tattoo on my ass before my colonoscopy on Tuesday. What should it say or be a picture of?
Well, the first thing I think of is that philosophical movie, The Ladies' Man. He had a smiling face on his ass, you know. It's a pretty good philosophy. Ooh, that way when you're leaving it.
You mean a comedy movie that you shouldn't take seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good choice, yeah. Breakman.
So the hole is the middle, you know? See if a...
Yeah, that's a good choice.
No, you shouldn't do that one.
I would say a picture of an ass on your ass, like Beavis and Butthead. I mean, that's what I would go with, you know?
Maybe a donkey on your ass?
Ooh, that's even better. It's a good choice, man. What would you pick, Eric?
For what, again? You kind of cut out a bit, so I couldn't actually
hear what
you
said. So here's the question, Eric. I want to get a temporary tattoo on my ass before my colonoscopy on Tuesday. What should it say or be a picture of?
The classic yellow smiley face that says, "Happy, have a nice day" on it.
That's a good one, Eric. Or you could just have an arrow pointing to your butthole saying, insert here. That would be pretty.
I was thinking a topless woman, but it has to be in a way that her boobs bounce when you run.
or it says, "I'm an ass man." And it's pointing to the
I'm ass. An ass man. Yeah, that would be good too. It should say happy birthday, Skotomasense.
Merry Christmas. You can unwrap your present now.
Yeah, and then with an arrow point. Or congratulations. Do not enter. That's what Freak Vibe says. I was thinking do not enter.
The stuff goes out, not in.
Yeah, exit only. And then pointing to your butthole.
Yeah, be sure to like check that in the mirror because you might like it might rub off. You put pants back on, it might just say enter.
Yeah, know, right. Yeah, and then you don't want that because then that's a good point, man. Do not enter would not be a good one to put on there. But I like the idea.
Or make it a picture of a butt and then have a cross across it like the Ghostbusters.
Or so you know, no butts, please. You know what you could do? I don't know what type of it obviously is like kind of a tube like probe, right? Why not put a tattoo of that on your ass? Like kind of going towards your butthole, you know, like going all around your butt, but then, you know, something like that. Like in the style of H.R. Geiger, that'd be even better. You know?
Or you could draw like little warts down there or something like that. So you can't afraid to touch your butt.
Right.
make it look like shit or something, a fudge machine.
Skotoma says fudge machine. Yeah. Handle with care. Yeah.
Like a pus looking sore.
Oh, you know what you could do? You could try to confuse them. You could put on either cheek like a picture of a butthole. So you have like three buttholes and they like get confused, you know? That would be kind of cool. Yeah. Anything else, Blake?
Or like this, you could have it as Pac-Man, like when your butt cheeks are closed and they open up and it's like Pac-Man. Or like fat chick opening her mouth. Yeah, I think that's what you should do.
Or you could have like Pac-Man, like your idea, Breakman, but like the dots are like as big as his butthole and they lead right to his butthole. That would be pretty fun. You know, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, the Moonanites. I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah. That's what I would do. Alright, are we finished here?
I think that's I mean, there's always other ideas for tattoos. I'd be willing to hear some more ideas, but obviously ours are the best.
Yeah. I mean, or maybe you draw you have a moon that kind of encircles like where you're at, with like the middle being a crater. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. See, you've really got to figure out a way to make it so when your ass opens, like there's something inside of it too.
Right. Like when they go to put that thing in, it's like you know, it's like. Or you just put glory. Oh, the word's glory hole, and then you just like point to your butthole. Like, yeah, that would be good too, man. Just totally confusing.
Probably not for Freak, but it'd be good for everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny, Break. All right, let's move on.
Reviews.
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty frequencies. I like that. All right, Break, do you have any reviews this week, man?
I think I watched something over the weekend, but it was so forgettable that I don't even remember what it was.
All right, if you remember, we'll get back to you. Eric, reviews.
It's forgettable.
I played more Legend of Heroes Trails to Azure, and I beat Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe. I'm almost done with this year, but I didn't quite finish it today. And I didn't get around to reviewing those this week because I had a lot of other stuff I wanted to do. And they'll be up probably next week because I'll probably have like 3 or 4 reviews instead.
I totally skipped that section. Thanks, Eric, for bringing it back. But what else have you been playing?
Bring what back?
What have you been playing? Because I went straight to reviews. I didn't even totally forgot about what you've been playing.
What has Rake been playing then?
Mostly what's that? Final or Friday the 13th? Yeah, that's the game. Mm-hmm. Frank, yes. I am up to 90% now.
Oh, sweet man!
Can't I went from like 96-98% to 0, and now I'm back up to 90.
Yeah, can't wait till they screw you over and you. Go back to 0% again, man.
They'll never let you finish.
I know.
They twirl their mustaches in their office.
I know. They're like, oh, breaks at 99%? Tweak. Freak5 says... Right.
the Vader know?
Freak 5 says a gerbil tail coming out of his ass. That'd be pretty funny. Probe here is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. But as far as reviews go, I watched Yuri Kuma Arashi and watch Shrek Forever After. Which one do you want first?
Hold on.
It's a rather forgettable and unnecessary sequel to a trilogy of movies.
Yeah. The sequels to the first Shrek were unnecessary to me. The only good thing about the sequel to Shrek was they added Puss in Boots.
Yeah. That was it. Hey, Eric, speaking of Puss in Boots, I'll have a review of...
I like 3 well enough, but like 4 is definitely that we've completely run out of ideas, Mill, because the jokes were tepid, the story was cookie cutter, because it's basically the, I want to go back to the old ways, because at least then I had freedom.
Yeah. Hey, Eric.
And then him realizing that, yeah, maybe that was a bad idea, and I should just appreciate my family, because I'm an idiot.
Somebody's pissed off that we didn't ask him. Here, I'll play this.
What is this?
Hold on. Yeah, Vader was really pissed we didn't ask him, man, so, you know.
That almost ruined the movie.
I know. That was a pretty good movie, though. 3.
Yeah. Up until that point where he's, like, trying.
No!
No, you see, Lucas did that on purpose because he knows how to make memes.
You know what I just thought about, guys? I sound like Shao Kahn when I laugh.
So Shrek Forever After gets a 4. But Yuri Kuma Arashi is I guess it's very similar to Utena in certain ways, but it's also a story about these lesbian girls who are out of school and
I'm in
all Oh no! It's not what you think,
Frank. I don't think you're.
And right. That is actually part of the problem of the movie, because they wanted to tell a story about girls being lesbians and all the homophobia and other baggage that's attached to that, and they do it through a surreal world where they'll have metaphors and stuff, but. There's also some male gazey stuff and pandering to the male target audience, and then not doing it quite as tastefully because it's pandering to the male target audience, even though it absolutely should be about targeting female audience because it's about lesbians. And
well, I think they want both.
I think when you try to do a story about that and then. Critique those tropes and stuff in the industry at large, but also rely on the tropes that they use in that medium, I think your message gets lost a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is still worth watching. But it's very sad, because there's lots of crazy shit going on in that show. And it's 12 episodes long. And if you don't pick up all the subtext being laid out in the show, there's a nice video on YouTube you can check. Just type Yuri Kuma analysis, and you'll probably pop up within the first search or first page or whatever. But it's about 17 minutes long, so you'll know which one to look for. So I'm giving Yuri Kuma Arashi 7.5.
Okay, that's fair. It sounds like it's worth watching at least. All right. I didn't even say what I was playing.
The one thing I'd like to mention is that it's Kunikiku I forget how to pronounce his first name, but Ikuhara. He directed Utena and the Penguin Drum, and those were his two original shows he did before this one. And this is a show he did before Sars and I. And it's obviously, and it's considered to be his weakest effort. So I'm glad I started there so I can just work my way up to his best one, which is Atena.
Okay. Anything else? But,
that's all I really have to say.
All right. I didn't mention what I was playing. I've been playing Last of Us 2 still. The game is long, man. Oh, man, excuse me. Sorry, I can't get to the mute button quick enough. But, Last of Us 2, man, I've got so much to talk about. I can't wait till I finish that game. It's something. Let's just put it that way. All right. I have some reviews. I'm going to go through them real quickly here. A couple of them have to do with cabins. So the first movie I watched was Utah Cabin Murders, which is basically a straightforward story about this family that pretty much gets murdered in a cabin in Utah, and it's based on a true story. And I think it's too close to being real life. Like they didn't deviate too much from the real story, and I think it's to its detriment. I think some of the actors were okay. Some of them, you could tell, were definitely probably their first movie acting. I think I just think it's an okay effort. Nothing special. I give it a 5 out of 10. It's just a run of the mill, you know, kind of home invasion type deal. And I really don't think that they did that story justice. It's just one of those movies that if you see on cable TV, I mean, you watch it, and if not, you move on to something else. And you know, it won't be the worse for the wear for it. Next one I saw is called Knock at the Cabin. I'm not going to do any spoilers. You want to talk about crazy shit? There's some crazy shit that happens in this movie. This is M. Night Shyamalan's latest movie, and of course, obviously, there's, you know, a couple of plot twists. Basically, the gist of it is, if you guys haven't seen the commercials, is these four people come together and do a home invasion on a cabin in the woods with a gay couple and their adopted Asian daughter. And it just, it was okay. Slightly better than okay, I could say. It basically, the premise is if this family doesn't choose which one of them that they opt to kill, either one of the dads or the daughter, the apocalypse is going to happen on Earth. And they give them 3 chances or 4 chances, I think, because there's 4 people. I'm guessing it's the, you know, 4 horsemen of the apocalypse, kind of, you know, deal. And, you know, it just, it's shocking in parts. There's a little sub story in there that I really didn't think needed to be added, but all in all, it was okay. It was slightly above average.
I kind of felt like it had to be better than the last movie Shyamalan did, which was called Old.
Yeah, Old was terrible. I didn't like Old, but this was better.
Was Bautista pretty good?
Yes, he was the highlight of the movie, actually. He's really, really good in this movie. You kind of can't keep your eyes off of him for a plethora of reasons. One, he's a massive human being. And two, he just has this air of danger about him, even though he's like a gym teacher. So, I mean, I recommend watching it. I would definitely give it a watch. It's on Peacock now. So if you guys have Peacock, definitely take it.
Because I was thinking of subscribing to Peacock to watch that and Puss in Boots: Last Wish, because I was just thinking about just doing one of them, but I didn't know this movie was on Peacock.
So yep, maybe it just came out today.
I'll just pay $5 for like a month and watch whatever is on there.
Oh, dude, Peacock is a good value. That I mean, and if you're a wrestling fan, I know you're not, Eric, but if you're a wrestling fan, all the pay-per-views are on there too, so... Mm. It's really worth the money. I mean, of all the services,
Shudder... Bautista should have been Black Adam.
I agree. Knock at the
Cabin. I mean, that would have been hard for him not being black person, but they could have probably just made him Tanner.
Bautista is awesome, man. He's really, really good.
Because Black Adam isn't explicitly black, is he?
You know what? There's different varying versions.
I think he's supposed to be Middle Eastern.
Yeah. All right, Knock at the Cabin gets a 7 out of 10 for me. I think it's well worth the watch. It's pretty good. The pacing is on point. I really like the pacing in this movie. Like I said, there's a little tiny subplot that I was like, they could have did without. But I did like the fact that, you know, it wasn't a big deal that it was a gay couple. Like, that wasn't, you know, I mean, it just run-of-the-mill. You know, like it just, it didn't matter. You mentioned Puss in Boots, Eric, and I'm going to do a quick review of Puss in Boots: Last Wish. Excellent movie. Probably one of the best movies of the year that I've seen so far. They did a fantastic job with this. Antonio Banderas is at the top of his game. he's just excellent as ever. It's basically about Puss basically looking for this wish so he could ask for his lives back because he's on his last live, and he kind of is melancholy about it. And I mean, it's just a swashbuckling adventure, man. I mean, if ever there was a pirate movie without pirates, this would be it. It's a great movie. I highly recommend everybody to watch this movie. It gets a 10 out of 10 for me. It is as good as a sequel as you can get. The voice acting is on point. Everybody's just pitch perfect in this movie. Highly recommend watching this movie. It's worth paying $5 to Peacock to watch this movie alone. It's great. It's a great movie. Nice. Yep. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Skodema says, what's the pirate movie called? The pirate movie is called Puss in Boots: Last Wish, Skodema. It's a great movie. Make sure you check it out.
You mean the pirate movie? Oh,
okay. Oh, you mean pirates? Like the XXX movie?
No, the pirate movie. It's called the pirate movie.
Oh, the pirate movie, yeah. I thought it was called Pirates, man. That's
There's pirates also, but I'm saying that...
Did anybody watch any of those pirate shows on HBO Max or whatever?
Mm-mm. No. Mm.
Like What We Do in the Shadows, and there's like one more.
That's a pirate movie? I thought that was a vampire movie.
Maybe there's piracy involved, but I don't know.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
You've seen the pirate movie, right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Which one?
It's just called the pirate movie. It's a spoof of pirate movies.
I've seen it.
The Pirates of Penzance, to be specific.
I thought you were talking about Cabin Boy.
The one that came out a long time ago, Breakman?
Yeah, it came out in the 80s.
Yeah. I've seen it, yeah.
Anyway, what are we doing now? Stinkos?
Yes.
I guess I should start this off here.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the one that I read earlier today that South Dakota, as well as like states like Tennessee and that, are... We know that they've been passing a lot of like anti-LGBT and especially anti-trans bills. The newest bills they're passing are to force kids who have already been in the transition process to detransition.
That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, just wasted a bunch of money, and you're going to force us to detransition, which might put them in positions where they might be on suicide watch.
Yeah. Good job. Good job, states. I mean, states' rights and all, but damn, man. I mean, that's extreme, you know?
Yeah.
It's really extreme.
If you don't like what somebody's doing, just don't. Do it then, yeah. You know, mind your own fucking business.
Yeah,
stay out of everybody else's fucking business.
Also, there's other states going after adults now. So it was never about the children.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, it was definitely never about the children. That's always like, they always use that excuse first. They always bring up the children. We're trying
to hear about the story about how the woman was getting breast cancer treatment and she's being denied it just because of their trans laws also exclude that kind of stuff.
Well, there's always fat to every bill, right? Eric, they always have to add caveats to everything. They can never legislate on one issue alone. It's so stupid. What else you got, Brake?
The reason they do that is so they can slip in their the projects that they want into the bill, you know?
Yeah, I think
so
they should...
Get their, what's that?
I think they should vote on everything individually. And if they say, oh, well, there's not enough time for that, I call bullshit on that. Call total bullshit on it.
Or you know how the banks got bailed out again. We can talk about that for the Stinko this week.
Mm. I did. That was my Stinko last week.
Yeah, that was a Stinko.
I got restricting so other bank bailouts.
I'm mentioning it again because it will probably happen again.
Yeah, we have to bail out banks, but if If we need $2,000 a month to live, you know, through the pandemic.
There are forces at work right now who are trying to get banks to quit, to specifically go under, just so they can, you know, reap the rewards, political or monetarily. Anyway, back to my next stinko. This one goes to, well, actually, let me start rewind a little bit. Remember last week, Frank, we talked a lot about stuff. Did we ever talk about Trump last week?
I don't think so.
But he made a huge announcement last week, didn't he?
Was it about his being arrested, which didn't happen?
Yes. Yeah. You notice how we didn't mention it on our show?
Yep.
Because we saw who it was coming from.
Right, right.
We considered the source. The fucking media did not.
Right. They ran with it.
The media reported it like it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But we ignored it because it's like, oh, it's coming from Trump, so we knew it was bullshit. The media should know better.
Well, you know how Trump is lying, right? He opens his mouth.
I mean, it's just... I don't know what else to say. Like, anytime he says something, they act like, oh my God, this is what's happening.
Yeah, no.
You know he lies to you.
Just played him like a fiddle. Yeah, I mean, that's lame. I call it the lamestream media for a reason, Breakman.
I agree with you. My last stinko goes to, God, I don't know how to really pronounce his name, so I'm just going to go with his first name, Congressman Raja.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Democrat. See, we don't always hate on Republicans here. We hate on Democrats, too. Fake news, Scotman says. Exactly. It took over the media. Like, everything he said, like, oh, yeah, well, he's definitely getting arrested this week. From who? He's the only one who said he's going to get arrested. Nobody else has even hinted at it. Like, whatever. Anyway.
Fake news, man. Fake news.
I know. So, he was having one of their Congress hearings, and he was interviewing a man, and I forgot what it was about, why he was interviewing him. But he felt the need to discredit the guy by bringing up one of his tweets that he sent back in January. I think it happened after another black man was murdered by police. But the tweet was, fuck cops.
Yep.
That's it.
I mean,
he proceeded to berate the guy over it. Like, this is offensive. Like, how could you say this? Like,
how could I say this? You know, that'd be pretty easy for me. How could I say this? Elijah McClain, Tyree Nichols, a myriad of other people that have been murdered by the police. That's how I can say it. Fuck cops. I would have stood up and said that.
Discredit him completely, like, you just fuck cops. And like I said, he went on a rant over like 2 minutes berating about it. He literally brought in those big fake checks they give out at golf events and stuff?
Yes.
He literally printed out a board that big to just put, fuck cops, here's your tweet, you know, on it.
Yeah. I would have been like, I own that tweet. Yep. Fuck them. Yep. Absolutely. For all those pieces of shit that stand by and watch as another cop beats the shit out of somebody, whether they're black, white, brown, doesn't matter.
That was a perfect meme I actually saw this week. I meant to send it to you, and I keep forgetting, but it was a picture, and it's cut in half, and it's two cops. The one cop is kneeling down on the neck of another. Mm-hmm. Republican policy. And then the other picture is a cop standing there watching. Democratic policy.
Yep. That's perfect. That says it all, right there. I mean, you couldn't have said it better, Breakman. I mean, yeah, that guy's a piece of shit. I mean, look, I've said it 100 times on this show before. Republicans and Democrats fucking blow. They both suck. They're shitty. All politicians are shitty. How about that? There you go. All right, what else you got, Break?
Politicians.
Yeah. They fucking blow, man.
The whole media firestorm over Trump saying he's gonna get arrested. Oh my God, is this the week he's finally getting arrested?
Yeah, I know. It's just so stupid.
Jesus
Christ. It reminds me of the days when I used to listen and watch Young Turks. And every time the new information came out on Barron Trump, they were like, oh, we got him. And really? Nothing's gonna happen, dude.
Right. Right. Nothing happens to rich politicians.
That's when I realized they were just the left leaning propagandists, like just like Fox News is.
Yeah.
The only time politicians ever get punished is
when the reality is they're centrist as fuck and their purpose is to maintain a certain status quo.
Yeah. Breakman, good point. It they only get punished if they piss off the banks or people with a lot of money, billionaires.
Yeah, the leadership of the party and their donors. Exactly.
Yeah, it is famous people rarely are significant. Significant people are rarely famous. Yep, pretty much. I mean, that's how it goes. All right, Eric, do you have a stinko?
No, not really. I can't think of anything that really pissed me off this week.
I got that.
I do that because we've seen a lot of actors and musicians, and well, we saw Martha Stewart even went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But actually, I did just see something, but apparently, here's the article. It's a tweet, actually, but there's an article attached to it somewhere. But federal judge has decided in favor of four publishers in the long-awaited copyright case, Hatchet versus Internet Archive. And judge says in quotes, "There's nothing transformative about IA's copying and unauthorized lending of the works in the suit." And so basically, Hatchet, HarperCollins, John Wiley and Sons, and Penguin Random House basically sued the Internet Archive over the free lending of scanned copies of thousands of their print books, which began after libraries closed during the COVID-19 pandemic and people didn't want to go out and do stuff. So they tried to make these contents available through ebooks, and they're like, no, you can't do that. Now, I think Internet Archive's under the threat of completely shutting down because of this.
Here's a question for you guys. Do you guys think that we are literally in end stage capitalism, like some people have said? Breakman, do you think we're there yet?
I have
we're not. Already in.
I don't know what we're looking at right now because our country is so up in upheaval. It's been split in half mostly. It really isn't though, because most of us agree on a lot of stuff. It's just the politicians have split us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, targeting the trans community, for instance. Like, there's some marginalized individuals over there. Let's deal with them. They're the problem, not the fact that
it's funny because
hoarding all the money.
Right. It's funny because
I think we're divided in the sense that there's lots of people who don't think when it comes to like social issues, like the trans legislation. What and what isn't a groomer? People don't see the recognize that there's actually a problem going on, even though they might have the position of I don't have a problem with the LGBT community.
Yeah,
I don't think
see that's what I was going to say.
People are making laws to get rid of them.
That's what I was going to say.
They are.
That's what I was going to say, Eric. Like, if you ask the average conservative, listen,
that way.
Just listen.
They're dividing people into camps.
Eric,
there's
just
something
listen.
Happening to us.
Eric, just listen for a second.
Of people saying. I don't see there's a problem.
Eric, just listen for just a second, okay? If you get a group of conservatives in a room without politician speak, right? Just people, right? I'm talking the average conservative in a room, and you ask them, you know, would you be in favor of passing anti-gay legislation or anti-LGBTQ plus legislations, most of them would be like, I could care less what somebody does with their personal lives. And it's the point that you and Breakman have made. The politicians are the ones that try to make these laws to divide. Meanwhile, banks are getting richer. Billionaires are getting richer, millionaires are getting richer, and the middle class is almost non-existent. Yeah. So these are manufactured bullshit things, whether they're social issues or made-up fucking money issues that come up that distract us from the real shit that's going on. I mean, look at our piece of shit president right now, right? He said that he wouldn't build that pipeline in Alaska.
Right.
Lo and behold, Joe Biden approved that pipeline in Alaska. Because of why? Because of money. So, yes,
well,
I do...
It was a long denial list, too, with that one. Like, no, we're not going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. And then the White House put out, like a statement, like, this is not happening.
Yeah. Well, look at this.
All I was trying to say, Frank, was... I'm getting it.
Go ahead.
All I was trying to say was... There's what you said and about them saying they couldn't care less, but sometimes that seems to translate to apathy, where they couldn't care about whether or not there's a laws being made against them, and you try and convince them otherwise.
No,
I mean, I mean, they can't be allies at that point if they just don't want to hear what all the stuff that's going down.
Look,
you get people like Scotomus saying if trans people wanted equal rights, they do this, and saying the most pedestrian, ignorant bullshit stuff.
No, look, Eric, the problem is most of those people want to leave other people alone, right? Freedom is what it's about.
I'm not right? saying that, Frank.
No, I understand what you're saying, Eric, but what I'm telling you is there is that 25% of the Republican Party, the MAGA cultist, right? That no matter what Trump says, it's law, and they're always going to be racist pieces of shit, right? That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the true conservative, right? The old school conservatives that, you know, they would literally, I mean, it's ignorance, right? They don't understand the laws that are being put in front of them that they're going to vote. It's sort of like here in Colorado, we have this proposition that's going up about public parks. It sounds great, right? We're going to save 100 acres for public parks or however many fucking acres it is and all this. But when you read all the fucking fat that's attached to that bill, you would be inclined to vote no. On the surface, if it was the way that they presented it, it would be great. But it's never that way. You always have to look at the fine details of any law. You know, that's the thing. And here's another point that Scotoma says that I actually agree with, guys. He says, remember when Americans were against war? Now everyone needs to support Ukraine. I agree with you, Scotoma.
Is he talking about specifically Vietnam?
Well, no,
he's just the Ukraine war.
The Ukraine
war. Any war.
Oh, yeah. Well, like Afghanistan, Iraq, for instance.
Yeah. When
all of us were screaming for them to bring the troops home forever and ever. Of course, the news when they do it, the news bitches about it. They have to throw up.
The only thing that I liked about Trump's presidency, and I've said it before on this channel, is the fact that Trump didn't get us into any more wars. Although he did try. There was one time where Syria. There was, you know, some shit going down in Syria, which was BS, and we almost got into that skirmish, right? But we didn't.
We assassinated that guy from Iran. He wanted to start one with them, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. But luckily, out of happenstance or whatever, we didn't get any new wars, which is awesome. That's great, you know. And any president that does that should be lauded. That's the one thing that I can say about Trump that was good about his presidency. The rest, you could throw in the garbage.
It has less to do with him being president more than him being completely incompetent.
But, and we're leaning closer and closer to them wanting to send in troops into Ukraine.
Yeah, and I'm against that. Fuck that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, let them fight that war out. You know, I mean,
money, I don't care, because money can be reprinted and printed and printed, and all the money in the world like is being going to the billionaires, so why not give it to fucking poor people to fight? I don't give a fuck. But if we start sending our troops in there, fuck.
Yeah, you know? I agree. That's a good point, too, the money, right? It's always about the money. We can print money like it's going out of style, right? Yep. And it doesn't matter. Because you know why? We're the biggest.
Because money's all fake anyway.
Yeah, we're the biggest, baddest military on the block. So I don't give a fuck if it's Russia, China, fucking Mexico, you name the country. I mean, China? China owns the United States, I heard before. Really? Let them try to come and get our shit and see what happens.
They own our debt.
Right. they own the debt. That's it.
The Chinese citizens own a lot of our debt.
Right. Right. So are we ever going to see an end to our money? Never. Never. Because of what Eric just said. We'll just print more.
That's all they look at every other year. Raise the debt and raising it.
Yeah.
You know, the billionaires are richer and richer because they just keep printing more money, you know?
Yeah. And then we're soon going to be in the midst of our first trillionaire. Ooh, you know, I mean, it's so ridiculous that we're going to have a trillionaire probably within 10 years. You know, it's like the stupidest thing. Scotoma says, you believe in brainwashing and indoctrination? Hell no. Hell no.
I mean, we should just, I don't know. If money's fake, then why not just steal everything? Because, like,
even though
they've already proven they're gonna do whatever they want to do, so
Because you're one of the little guys, Eric. We all are. If we were rich and if we were like a politician, we had some power behind us, then we could.
Yeah, but why are we the little guys?
Because we don't have the money.
Yeah, but we already said money's fake. So how do we convince them that money's useless and it means nothing to us?
Well, look, Eric. I mean, that's a good.
So they can't control us with it.
That's
a good. They no longer have power.
That's a good question.
To come in and wall off the city and. Gank all the rich people out of their homes.
I mean, it may come to that, Breakman. I'm not an advocate of violence. I you know, I'm very peaceful. I don't even own a gun, even though I believe in the Second Amendment and all this stuff, right? And I would never want to be in a position where I can hold up a gun against someone's head and pull the trigger ever. You know, I mean, you know, somebody always says, well, you would do it if it was your family. Well, probably. I mean, that's a morality play, right? It's all about morals. Here's your answer, Eric. You know why we don't steal and why we don't do the things that those rich billionaires do on a day-to-day basis? Somebody like Donald Trump or Elon Musk or...
We have to continue to believe in the illusion of civility. No.
Let me finish. We have better parents, for one thing.
Hold on. Let me finish. We have something called morality, right? Our moral compasses are just and true, and that's the way that it should be.
You know, we got those from our parents, because look at the people we're talking about. Elon Musk, his dad owned a diamond mine, you know, and was forced labor, blood diamonds. Donald Trump, his dad was the notorious gangster guy. He was notoriously tight with all the mobsters of the country.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like these people were raised by bad people.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not willing to raise my hand up in the air and say I'm going to be the one to either take a bullet or shoot a bullet. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather just be peaceful. And I wish there was a distribution of wealth in this country. This is why I don't think socialism is evil, like everybody says. I think we should...
All I'm saying is, where do you draw the line between being pacifist and letting people run over you?
I agree. I agree, Eric. There is a point. There is a delineating line. But, I mean, once we get to that point, I mean, the rich are going to fuck around and find out, right? There's a movie called Land of the Dead. It's part of the... you know, like George A. Romero's Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and he eventually did Land of the Dead. Land of the Dead is not a great movie, but it's interesting because it brings up egalitarian concepts and class warfare, right? So there's this place called Fiddler's Green, and what it is a building where the rich have holed up, and all the poor live at the bottom, and the rich live up at the top. There was another movie called... Snowpiercer that had kind of the same concept, where the poor lived in the back of the train, the rich lived up at the front and enjoyed, like, you know, all kinds of shit. And there's also another movie called The Platform. And The Platform is interesting because you volunteer to go into this prison, and if you're at the top of this prison, and there's a hole in the middle of all these rooms, right? And it's like 100 floors deep. If you are lucky enough to draw the top floor, well, you get this big table full of food, right? If you eat all the food right then and there, the people at the bottom are going to end up with nothing, you know, or a bunch of slop. If you just took what you should take, then the people at the bottom would end up, you know, readily fed and everything would be A-okay. So what I'm saying is, you're right, Eric. At what point do the poor, the people at the back of the train, the people at the bottom of the tower.
How do we do it in a way that is still in line with our morals?
Yeah, I mean, that's the question for the ages, Eric, and if I knew the answer, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in, you wouldn't be in the position that you are, and Breakman wouldn't be in the position that he is. We're all in the same boat, is what I'm saying. And, you know, everybody in chat, you know. It seems like you guys only want... No, I watch both, Skodama. You know me, man. I see both sides to everything. I just hate the fact that, you know, the top 1% control everything. That's what I hate. The one saving grace for me is that 99% is much greater than the 1%. And one day, you know, those 99% are going to overwhelm the 1%, and it's what we're talking about now. How do we get there? I don't know. With the United States back in the 50s, it was more one-sided. 50% were owned of the wealth was owned by millionaires and billionaires, and 50% of the wealth was owned by, you know, the middle class. That's a much better system. So, you know, I mean, how can we get back there? It's a good question. I don't know if we can ever go back there. All right. I think I got everybody's stinkos, including my voice going out. So let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right. Break, man.
Sweet okay, Scott, my gas prices have nothing to do with the president, okay?
Right.
That is a terrible argument, man. That is, you're listening to the... That's why I stopped listening
to the radio. The only thing the president could do is to propose legislation that would put regulations on these energy companies, including the oil companies, so that they can't price gouge or whatever.
So, hold on.
One thing they love to do is credit the president with the economy. The president has nothing to fucking do with the economy.
No. I agree. Check this out. Gas prices were amazing under Trump, right? $3 a gallon. You know how much gas prices were years ago? 50 cents a gallon. Dollar a gallon. Less. 25 cents a gallon if you were older than me. I mean, I just think it's ridiculous, man. Inflation is so crazy, you know, like the minimum wage. To this day, the federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Now, I don't know any place that pays that because that's a ridiculous wage. But you know what the average wage should be right now? The minimum wage that people could to have a decent life, a decent living, it'd be $22 an hour. $22 an hour.
If you want to yell at people about the gas prices and blame someone, blame your congressmen, blame your senators. They're the ones that are responsible for that stuff.
They're the ones that are taking the money from the big oil companies.
Yeah, we've said it over and over, Break and I especially, money out of politics. That's going to be the one thing that would help. You know, when you have politicians that are getting donations, and it could be either Democrats or Republicans, they're both part of the same party. You know, they get hundreds and thousands, even millions of dollars from different donors, right? Whether it's Rupert Murdoch or George Soros or ExxonMobil or the Saudis or whoever. I mean, the money is rolling into the politicians, and that's the problem. That right there is the problem. All right, let's move on to our sweetos.
I listen to a lot of like neutral news. See, that's the thing is a lot of people on the right only listen to the right wing news, or like they'll use like MSNBC or CNN. Like, no, those are the left wing news. Those aren't left wing news.
No, MSNBC is totally right wing.
but anyway, like they use
it's worse. It's
NPR. If you want the facts, go to fucking NPR, okay? You're not getting it from Fox News.
No.
You're not getting it from MSNBC.
No, you're not getting it from CNN.
Is NPR wrong sometimes? Yes, but are they trying to give you the facts? Yes.
Yeah.
MSNBC is like more like right of center, but it's basically right.
It was the Obama network forever. Now it's the Biden network.
They're all part of the same party, man. They're all part of the same party. All right, let's move on to our sweetos. Let's talk about happy thoughts, Break, man. What you got?
Also, stay away from the Daily Wire. It's also right-wing as shit.
Okay, your deregulation, that first thing, the deregulation that he talked about caused the bank collapse, SVB's bank collapse. It also caused the train derailment in Northern Ohio and another train derailment in another state, which I forget which
tax reform only benefited the rich, Scotoma.
Yeah,
it didn't benefit anybody else.
It only went for 2 years for everybody else. For the rich, it went continuously.
Yep. They sunsetted.
Criminal justice reform, what criminal?
And, you know, instead of listening to, like,
what piece
environmental experts on what to do during a spill, guess what our government did? He listened to the corporation. Oh, let us take care of it.
Ooh.
They take care of it, no boy.
Scotoma says, my sweeto is I got a 10-gallon fish tank. That's pretty cool, man.
What criminal justice reform? Like, our cops are still killing the average 1,000 people a day.
How pretty is that fish tank?
Yeah, what's your Sweet-O break? Let's move
okay,
on.
Okay, I've got actually a couple Sweet-Os. Mine goes to, you know how I mentioned earlier how South Dakota and Tennessee and states like that are going to force kids to detransition? Yeah. Well, some Kentucky officials tried the same thing, and the governor of Kentucky said, fuck that shit.
Wow, that's really weird. Because
Kentucky's going left and Ohio's going right. It's just because my whole life Kentucky had been like this right,
yeah, right for sure.
And Ohio had been like purple, and now we're really red, and they're getting bluer.
Yeah, weird. It's really weird. Kentucky is. I mean, other than Mitch McConnell, I mean,
and Rand Paul, but
yeah,
but like there were some gerrymandering things, and a lot of people think Rand Paul would not have got reelected. Anyway. The other one goes to, there's a game that I've played a lot, and I did some criticizing of it, but I did love it nonetheless. But I complained about some of the things we were promised but never got, and they've been sporadically giving us some things over the last couple years for Halo Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
They give some more armor. Every time there was a new season, there was some new armor packs and new decals and shit for everything, and maybe some new stages.
I heard the multiplayer is basically dead at that game.
Well, where's all the other stuff we were promised? Well, the Season 3 one, which they just released, a friend told me I had to play it, so I went and checked it out. They've added bunches of new guns, new gun variants, new game types, new maps, of course the new armors, as they always do. Like, this is, they finally are starting to deliver with this new...
I haven't seen anybody talk about this at all, so why aren't they?
I don't know, because the...
I know why. It's buried under all the Resident Evil talking shit.
Oh, yes.
They brought back the DMR, which I love that gun, and then they've added like a bunch of the variant types that were in Halo 5, like different types of sniper rifles and plasma pistols and everything. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Is there any single-player campaign stuff being made?
No. The only thing they did with that was made it co-op. And I think it's about to go off.
That's pretty cool. What else you got?
I won't play it, but like I'd like to have like some like additional story content somewhere later down the line to play more.
Well, there's like a story plot they added for this for their multiplayer, but it's separate from the single player story.
They need to structure it a little bit more like Destiny, where Destiny has like large expansions that like have story content, but they, unlike Destiny, they don't need to cut off that old content once they move on.
Yeah. I mean, I think those were originally their plans, but the launch of Halo was so... there's so many problems with it, and like I said, the last couple of years, like, we've been getting disappointed. We just were not getting anything, and it's finally, like, this last season passes. Like, here's a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah.
Really? Finally some new stuff.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool. All right. Yeah. What else you got?
Eric's turn for Sweet-O's. I'm out.
I mentioned this last week, but in passing, but Minnesota's governor gave free school lunches to kids and breakfast as well. But it's becoming a haven of for LGBTQ people as of late, because I think they just passed some legislation that would help them with medical care.
Well, that's good. It's very good. Very good. People are people. That's how I feel. As long as you leave me alone.
Let people live their lives. If just because it's not what you agree with, as long as they're not hurting you or hurting somebody else, then what's the problem?
Yeah, there's no issues. Skodma says, my stinko is I can't get my Steam to stop lagging. Do you have any hints for Skodma, Eric, like to get his Steam Deck to stop lagging?
No, not really. I mean, you kind of have to wait for updates for that sort of thing.
Updates. Make sure you update it.
But if you're... Is he trying to browse the store through the Steam Deck? Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know. Maybe gameplay.
Because if it's the game, you might want to consider forcing it down to 40 hertz mode and playing 40 FPS so you could cap your frame rate so that you get better performance overall. Because
40 FPS? Okay.
At uncapped frame rates, it can be irregular and it just feels juddery and wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of games run well at 40 FPS. It's that weird line in between 30 and 60 where it's enough to be smooth, but not perfect, but still good enough to doesn't feel like it's choppy.
So that's your biggest hint is 40 FPS then, right? Right, Eric?
Yeah, so if you're trying to play more modern games, it's going to be kind of a uphill battle playing at the uncapped frame rate.
Yeah, yeah.
During certain games, or is it just, oh, it's not any single game, it's every game, and when I'm not playing
games...
Well,
you can turn 40 hertz on as a global setting, but then switch to... hit the button on there that's like does it personalized per game settings.
Yeah, so do both. Do the universal one, like the universal setting, and then the in-game setting as well. Scotoma, 40 frames per second might help you out.
You need to find Steam's fucking phone number and call them and start bitching at everybody until somebody fucking fixes it for you.
Right.
No, I'm talking about
somebody says, okay, we'll send you a new one.
I'm talking about like, yeah, set your global settings, but then if you don't want 40 FPS in some other game, you can just go to the hit the little dash button on the right side of your deck, and then go into personal settings and then switch it back to 60, and then turn on personalized settings for that game so that it doesn't reset by the next time you play it.
Yeah, so just be vigilant with your frame rate settings, Scotoma, is what Eric's saying, on each game and the global settings. So that should help you out a little bit. All right, my sweeto, John Wick 4 is out this weekend. Can't wait for that. It's an excellent series. I heard nothing but rave reviews. Brake, you said your sweeto already, yes. Right?
Yes.
All right, Eric, you said yours. So let's move on to...
Also, if you're playing it in rest mode, you might just want to reset your Steam Deck entirely.
Oh, he said it's not on the deck.
Because
I don't know, Scotoma. I don't even know. I mean, it's beyond my expertise.
On that one. I think there's a real problem. Wait, is it his Steam Deck or is it just Steam itself?
Steam itself, he's saying. Like, it's not even on his deck.
Oh, so it's not a game, it's just browsing for the menus?
He can use my computer, and then everything will lag, and it will just seem normal. You know?
Yeah, if you're trying to browse like the storefront, yeah, it's kind of clunky. And hopefully there's more updates that make that smoother. But if you're just trying to buy a game on Steam, you'd probably be better off using the desktop app or the website.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to... It's a free-for-all! I know that's Scotoma's favorite part of the show, that little deal there, the suck it. All right, Break, what you got?
All right, let's finish up the tournament here. Come on, scroll, you stupid piece of shit.
Although, I like the update scene constantly, so that's another reason. Or maybe it's slow because it's doing automatic updates for games that could cause it to cause memory leak issues.
Yeah, you should definitely check to see what's in the background updating. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. I've never really used Steam. I've looked at it before, but I didn't see any issues with it lag-wise. So I'm not the one...
Otherwise, your PC might just be having memory leaks in general.
Yeah. Look, Scotoma says, suck it every time. All right, Break, let's go.
Okay, start this tournament out. Let's get this to the end. Starting it off, Frank, you can go first. E.T., the extraterrestrial versus Bad Boys Miami.
Oh, God. This is probably the hardest one for me in this whole, this point around. Fuck both of these games, man. They both fucking suck ass. I think I'm just going to go with E.T. because it's fucking annoying getting in the pits, man. It's terrible. E.T. gets my vote, Break.
Eric?
Yeah, I'm E.T. versus what again?
Bad Boys Miami.
Yeah, I'd rather play a game that works but doesn't work well than a game that doesn't work well because it's unfinished. So I'm voting for Bad Boys.
Wow. I unfortunately have no experience with Bad Boys, and I did unfortunately have a lot of experience with E.T. No, Frank's right. Those holes are the stupidest gameplay mechanic ever. Mm. Right, so I gotta go with ET. Still.
Those holes can suck it. No.
Yeah, exactly, Eric.
Those holes can suck something, but not me, because I don't want them anywhere near me.
Yeah.
Right. Next we have, and Eric, you can start this one up, The Last Action Hero versus, which one was this one?
Last Ass Hero.
Oh, Platoon. Queef Tune is back here.
Mm.
So I had to figure out what it was. So Platoon for the NES versus Last Action Hero for the NES or Super Nintendo, whichever. Genesis 2, doesn't matter.
Last Ass Hero.
Frank?
I think I'm going to agree with Eric here, Ass Action Hero. I mean, I actually think there's merit to both of these games. They're not quite as bad as some of the other ones on this list. But
I disagree with you on that. Ass Action Hero is one that is just an absolute terrible game. Whereas Splatoon is playable, at least.
Mm.
But Last Action Hero is just, as Eric said, the first level is almost impossible for some people. I couldn't beat it.
I think if I beat it, it's just because I'm a better gamer than you.
Nobody asked you.
I've only played Platoon once, but yeah. I spent most of my time getting lost, but at least it kind of functioned, at least.
Yeah. So that moves on unanimously, which is awesome. Next we have Shrek Swamp Ass to go with the Shrek Ever After. More ass from Shrek versus Fight Club for the, I guess, Xbox PS2 was done when that one came out. Might have been on the GameCube, but I don't think so. I'm going to go ahead and start this out. I've said before, I played Fight Club and went to a game show, and it was like one of the big hits of the show. And then we got to the store and we put it in there and play, and just like, what were we thinking? We were drunk. Oh, yeah, that's right. They did plow us with alcohol over there. I barely remember a lot of it. Oh, yeah, it was probably the alcohol. Fight Club, that game's shit. Eric, you're next.
What was the thing? I was trying to type in a video for Shrek just to see what Swamp Ass looked like.
Oh my god, Eric. It's terrible.
It's very ugly looking, like Mario Kart.
So what were the choices for the pick again?
Swamp Ass versus Fight Club. Fight Queef. Queef Club. The Queef Club.
I'm going to go for Swamp Ass.
Swamp Ass. Frank, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to play a video for you guys of Shrek Swamp. What is it called? Cart?
Shrek Swamp Cart Speedway.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to play a little bit of this game just so you can see what kind of a shit game this piece of shit is.
Makes Shrek look even uglier than he does in the film.
Oh my god, it's so bad. And I think you guys, as soon as this commercial ends here, it's so bad. Let me put it right in the middle. Look at this. Look at this. This is what you're looking at the entire time. This.
I'm looking at it right
this.
Now.
This.
I'm still looking at an ad. Why do I got an extra ad? What the hell?
Why is this head so big?
Oh my god.
It looks like an ugly Mario Kart. And
it is.
Mario Kart when it wasn't like gorgeous.
And it doesn't even play good. It doesn't play good. Does not play good. So I have to go with Swamp Ass here. Break. Skodema says, I got Days Gone and it's still fun with tons of lag.
It's weird. The frame rate for the game. Is it seems to be playing at 60 FPS, but the background seems to be at 30 FPS.
Oh my god, it's so horrible. It's shitty to play, shitty to look at, not fun. It's just terrible.
Like I said, I had to find the first Shrek games, and it was hard. So yeah.
You found it.
The carts don't even look like they're moving. It looks like just the background is.
Oh yeah. It's terrible. It's like it regressed to like fucking Atari days. So bad. So bad. All right.
Next we have, and I think this is actually the final category until we start over, Enter the Ass versus Ass Woman. Eric, you started this one. Frank, you can start this one.
More like Swamp Shrek Swamp Shat out my ass.
I know, pretty much, man. This is fairly easy for me, at least with the Enter the Matrix. At least it looks cool. I mean, it may not play cool, may not, have a great story. But Ass Woman is one of the worst games I think I've ever played, period. In addition, the movie is shit, so that's why I'm giving the edge to Ass Woman, a.k.a. Catwoman.
I have very fond memories of...
Now, I gotta find a porn...
Back in the case.
I need to go to Pornhub and look up Ass Woman and see if it's actually a Catwoman sex parody video.
Probably isn't.
Search for Catwoman sex parody video.
Yeah, search for Catwoman. I was watching Vinland Saga. That's a good anime, Scotomus says. I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
Oh, it's very good. It's it hints at like what's to come. Like it has been renewed for another season.
Yeah, I still haven't watched season one yet.
It's good.
And this show has like two different dubs for the first season, I think. There's the dub on Netflix, and then there's the dub on HIDIVE.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I watched.
Is Vinland Saga that fantasy?
It's anime? A Viking tale. It's based loosely on history.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like medieval shit.
I think it's based on a novel or a comic or something like that.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But loosely based on history, and there's no like fantasy dragons or stuff like that. It's Vikings fighting Vikings.
I'm kind of wondering when Gwyn Saga is going to get an anime adaptation, because that's weird. It's about a dude who has a leopard mask on his face, and he doesn't know how to get it off, and he doesn't remember how it got on there. And his entire quest is to figure out how to get the fucking thing off.
That's cool.
What was that? Dororo Rama?
But he's also like a warrior too, so.
Where a guy got his head turned into a lizard and he was
Dororo Rama.
Yeah, it's basically Dororo, but but not nearly as fucked up as that show.
I like that show, man. That's pretty good. Jujutsu Kaisen is pretty good too, Scotomus says.
That's good.
Alright, I pick Catwoman. What do we got going?
Frank says Ass Woman. Eric, you're next.
Ass Woman too.
I was going to say Enter the Queef or Queef the Matrix or whatever you want to say, but Ass Woman moves on. That's not where I typed you. I typed you over here, you son of a bitch.
At least Enter the Matrix paved the way for the that Neo game, Neo game.
Yeah.
So it produced something of value, even though it was terrible.
I don't think I played that one because...
I don't think Catwoman led to anything other than disappointment.
I wonder if they have a Razzie Award for video games.
Well, we're doing it right now. These are the Razzies right here.
I guess you're right. Next bracket, we are down to the final four. We have E.T., the extraterrestrial for the Atari 2600, versus Ass Action Hero for the NES, Super Nintendo, and Genesis. I will go ahead and start this one off. I've played both of these games. I hate both of these games. The big difference... Well, I shouldn't say the big difference... The holes are fucking annoying, and you have to go to them if you want to find the fucking parts of the phone to go home and beat E.T. But I was actually able to beat E.T. I couldn't even beat the first stage of Last Action Hero. So for me, Last Action Hero.
Frankly. Same.
Well, I never beat E.T. because it was a piece of shit, and I got stuck in the goddamn pits all fucking day long. And it's the worst... Hold on.
Wait, there's an easy difficulty?
It's the worst fucking game I think I've ever played in my life. It's E.T. It's hands down. It's not even fucking close.
Had difficulty
settings. Oh, God.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I thought they were just hard.
You know what? Here's the difficulty on E.T. This is what they set it at. Pit. That's the difficulty level.
Okay, and it's E.T. There's three difficulty levels. The top level is you're chased by FBI agents and scientists while you're doing it, and I think there might be a time limit. Whereas on the easiest level, you're not being chased by anybody, and you've got, like, infinite time.
Sucks. E.T. blows ass. E.T.
But
all the way.
You have to fall in the holes to find the phone pieces, which still sucks.
Bullshit. Fucking ass. They should just call it ass. Extraterrestrial is what they should have called that fucking game. It's ass. All right, Eric, it's up to you. You're the tiebreaker.
Last Action Queef.
Oh, you guys, you suck, Eric.
Action Hero moves on in a shocking upset.
Can't believe it.
Frank is really upset about this.
I am, because E.T. I'm still scarred by those goddamn memories
the
of E.T.
The extraterrestrial.
Yeah, exactly.
Extraterrestrial.
I have the fortune of never playing either one of these games. I've just seen video. Thank you, God. Swamp Ass versus Ass Woman. Who started that one? Was it me? Eric, your turn.
Let's see. Swamp Ass.
Frank?
Really close here, but I think I'm going to agree with Eric on this. Swamp Ass is another one of the worst games I've ever played in my goddamn life. Swamp Ass. Oh,
I need to play that after the show with audio just to see how bad the music
is.
Oh,
my God, Eric. I mean, just wait. Can't wait for this treat. Can't wait for it. Scotomus says...
Watch should actually have good music, though. Like, everything else is terrible, and it's like... Oh,
no, no, the music is ass.
They didn't put... Just hire Godsmack to do All-Star and just have that be the single track for the game. That would be hilarious.
Scotoma says...
I have to agree with Swamp Ass.
Yeah. Scotoma says, you guys recommend anything on Crunchyroll? There's this really cool series about the... And I don't know the name of it. Maybe Eric does.
There's a series I want to watch but haven't watched yet. I heard 86 is pretty good. And then there's Odd Taxi and then... I can't remember what else there is, but
there's this one.
MHA's My Hero Academia is pretty good, but you already know about that. So
there's one series. There's a couple of series, but I can't think of one of them. But one of them's about this. They go on this planet, and there's these like beetle people, like bug people, and they're battling the, and they're like super strong. And it's, I mean, that race, that alien race of bug people is scary as fuck. And I can't remember what its name, but it's on Crunchyroll, Skoldema.
Also the first season of Promised Neverland. Don't watch season two. It's absolutely terrible adaptation from all accounts because they tried to fit the rest of the manga series in because they weren't going to renew the show for a third season and beyond. So they completely fucked over the plot in service to just getting it done.
One Punch Man is pretty good too. I think that's
on. I'm saying like what's out now.
Oh,
I think
new stuff.
One Punch Man. I don't think that's a Crunchyroll exclusive though. I think it's a Netflix exclusive.
No,
it's on Hulu too.
Yeah, it's not
because it's Viz.
And they only have one season of it, so you can see season two on Crunchy. But
they have to do seasons on Hulu.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Crunchyroll,
I think only has the first season.
Oh, okay. Well, Swamp Ass moves on, so we got one more. What do we got?
Final category, Swamp Ass. The horrible Game Boy Advance game versus Last Action Hero, which is a horrible game that came out for everything at the time.
Oh, here's a show you can watch on Crunchyroll, Parasite. I think it's on there.
Oh, Parasite's good. Yeah.
I never saw that one. I need to go back and see that one.
Also, I think Cells at Work Code Black is on there, too.
Yeah, Cells at Work is
excellent. If you want to watch the first series of Cells at Work, you have to go to Netflix.
Yeah, Cells at Work.
It's an infomercial disguised as an anime. It's a teaching tool. It's not actually a show.
It's really good.
It's still worth watching.
Yeah, it's really good. I think it is. It's really good. It's really fun.
I think if you want to be a doctor, you may learn some stuff, but...
No, yeah, it's just really cool, man. I like that series quite a bit.
It was okay. I just wasn't crazy about it.
That's because you're stupid, but that's okay.
I know. That's not the point. Frank, you get to decide first.
Okay.
This Swamp is Ass versus Last Action. Last Ask in here. Askin?
Ask. Yeah. Last Action Ass.
Also, if you like Magical Girls, there's all the Pretty Cure series that are on Crunchyroll, and then there's Cardcaptor Sakura.
I'm really sad.
May or may not be on there.
I am really sad, and it's thanks to Eric, son of a bitch.
Also, watch Chobits, which I'm pretty sure is on Crunchyroll by this point. Otherwise, check the Funimation app. Chobits is probably on there.
Chobits is good. I don't know if it's on there, but Legend of... it's old-ass anime, but it's like Dungeons & Dragons. What the hell is that? Lodoss War. Record of Lodoss War. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, they have the Record of Grand Crest War, which is kind of a sequel series.
Okay. Here, I'm really disappointed we didn't get Swamp Ass versus E.T. Because that would have been the ultimate final. But I am definitely going with Swamp Ass. It is the worst piece of shit racing game I've ever played. Last Action Hero, I don't remember having as many problems as you guys did, but
Yeah, I did, and I'm still going Last Action Hero because I actually unfortunately played it, rented it. You know, I spent money to play this damn game.
I think I own that game, actually, and I beat it.
Shut up. I am voting for Last Action Hero over Swamp Ass because at least guys Swamp are sons Ass of is bitches. Somewhat functional.
I hate but, you like, both.
I don't think there are elements of Last Action Hero that are functional.
I hate you both. I hate you both. That's what it boils down to.
Last Action Hero moves on, and it is the winner of our worst game ever tournament.
I disagree with this tournament. I'm protesting this tournament, man. It should have been E.T. or Swamp Ass, but Last Action Hero is not a great game at all, but... at least it had colors, man. Jesus Christ, Swamp Ass and E.T., man. Hey, but at least... Swamp Ass
had colors, lots of green.
I like how you renamed it from a Shrek Swamp Speedway to Swamp Ass.
You know what's funny? Is like three of my worst games ever made it to the Final Four. And the one that I disagreed with won the whole thing. Wow. Okay, well, fair enough. You know, that's how it works here. That's how it works. Let's get out of here, guys. I'm not feeling good at all, man.
You need to go lay down, man.
Yeah, I do. All right, plugs. Break.
You can follow me at... you can't.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Gundams on...
Shut up, Eric.
Crunchyroll, too, so you can watch all the Gundams there, too.
Shut up, Eric.
If you have Hulu, there was an anime that was really good on there.
Shut up, Break.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's a...
It's called Shut Up, Break.
Damn it. It's about a guy who dies and he comes back as a little kid in a fantasy world. And he's like
Moshoku Tensei's Jobless Reincarnation.
Yeah, that one. That one's
also
really
also watch ReZero. And
Boogie Pop Phantom. And
That Time I Got Reincarnated Slime, I hear, is really good. And there's Overlord.
Paranoia Agent is really good.
I think the second season of Overlord was much better because he's supposed to be like evil and he was doing like.
I think you good guys are stupid.
Third season, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think by the fourth season he's gone fully evil.
Well, by the end of the second season, he kills an innocent person at least, you know?
Chainsaw Man's pretty funny, Skodama says. I haven't seen that yet. All right. Plugs, break, please.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, as long as I'm not suspended, which, surprisingly, I haven't been for the last week. I don't know why.
Yeah. All right.
I've said a lot of stuff that you'd think would get me banned, but then again, I've seen a lot of stuff on here I think would get other people banned, too, but whatever.
Yep. Eric, your plugs, please.
You could find me do written reviews. I have written reviews of games on BostonBassBrigade.com, and then there's the audio reviews on the feed. And I got a link to my Patreon and my Fest, so if you want to support me and send me as little as a dollar a month, or even maybe less, I don't know how low it actually goes, but that would help out.
Yeah. All right, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches on any of the systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches. You can follow my cop watching channel / everything channel, Mexican Long Hair on YouTube. What else you got, Eric?
I just wanted to say my Twitter handle is actually at Eric RPG. I didn't tell that.
At Eric RPG. Make sure you hit up that Patreon on his profile. Eric does a lot of great reviews. All right, gentlemen, anything else?
Ass.
Other than you guys are sons of bitches for not voting one of three out of four? And are you guys kidding me? You couldn't agree with me on one out of the final four? You guys suck, man. You guys are horrible. E.T. is the worst. Swamp Ass is terrible. Ass Woman, Cat Woman is terrible. Last Action Hero is terrible to you.
Why did you play Ass Woman to begin with, Frank? That is on you.
Hey, Halle Berry. All right? Two words. Halle Berry.
So did you play the game first or before you saw the movie?
No, I played it after. It came out after. I thought.
So you saw the movie and then you decided I was going to play the game anyway.
I thought the game would be better. And it wasn't. It was worse. But anyways, all right, guys. What a fun show we had this week.
I was going to say, I can't think of an example of it, but then I just did. The only game I can think of that's better than the movie was Riddick.
Oh, Butcher Bay, man. That's a great game. This movie sucked, but Pitch Black was awesome.
Pitch Black was awesome, but the two Riddick movies sucked.
Pitch Black to this day has the best sound for surround sound of any movie I've ever seen in my life. It's great.
Yeah. All right. I really like that.
Fucking, yeah, if you have a 5-point run surround sound, I mean it's fucking awesome, man. It's really, really good. All right, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Hopefully I won't be as sick. Till then. We're out. Later, everybody. Son of a bitches. Those really suck, man. I mean, Last Action Hero was bad, but it wasn't as bad as those other games.
I had a Game Genie and I still couldn't beat it.
You had a Game Genie and you couldn't beat it? Now we know you're stupid.
No, just the codes available didn't give me infinite life.
Yeah, it didn't help.
They're all like stupid codes, like go to